I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
There was a story earlier in the early edition of I Can't Believe It's News where we said, you know, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is, and people don't learn. We've heard this story several times and I Can't Believe It's News, and some have made it to knucklehead status. So you'd think by now people wouldn't do this. But when it's extremely cold, people are going to use blowtorches to thaw pipes. Fire officials in Maryland blamed a house fire on the homeowner using a blowtorch to thaw some pipes. Now, the interesting thing about this, John, it wasn't just his house. The fire occurred Sunday afternoon, and no injuries reported, but it took 2 hours to get the fire under control. Everybody's being helped out by the Red Cross after some knucklehead took out the blowtorch. It brought out 90 firefighters to fight the blaze and cost more than $300,000 in damage. They said he started with a heat gun and a hairdryer, but when that one wouldn't work, he upped his game to the blowtorch.
Always ends with the whole place going up in smoke, doesn't it?
Every time.
What dad hasn't done this? I'm sure a lot of moms have done it too. When you got a house full of kids running around and you just got to get away from it. Go into the bathroom and sit down and find some solitude there. Well, that's what happened to this guy in Arizona the other day, Chuck. Only Chuck doesn't have any kids around the house. He's got a wife, Linda Jean. She's 69 years old. They've been married for decades. And Chuck's had about enough of old Linda Jean and vice versa.
God, so, I bet he wishes he won our fan cave or something where he could just disappear for a while.
So Chuck went into the bathroom there in the house in Arizona and sat down. Please make her stop. Well, she wouldn't stop.
I'm going to turn the shower water on and make it sound like I'm taking a shower.
What she did was she busted down the bathroom door, kicked it in or whatever, and leveled a couple of shots at old Chuck. Didn't hit him while he was sitting on the toilet, but she fired at Chuck in the bathroom. 2 shots right above his head. Linda Jean told officers, I shot 2 bullets at the wall above his head to make him listen to me. The shots were fired about 7 inches above Chuck's head as he was slouched on the toilet with probably his hands over covering his ears.
Please, you know? Let me put my head in the toilet. And finally, the snow is causing more problems. You know, that big blizzard back east. It hit New Jersey, too. And on Monday, 36-year-old Roger Atia of Boonton, New Jersey, got his 4th DUI after he thought, you know what? I'm going to jump back in my Department of Transportation snowplow and clear some of these streets. Yeah, I've been drinking, but the public needs me. They need me out there on the road.
Clear him with his breath?
He's melting it off with his breath. No, this was his 4th DUI, though. When the cops showed up, the officer reports on Monday that at about 5:45, he found a DOT snowplow truck sideswiped a vehicle. And then after inspecting the damage there, they said, all right, why don't you just be on your way? We understand it's slippery out here. Thanks for helping out. He rear-ends a 2nd vehicle before the cop can even leave. And they said, well, let's check you out. He was 9 times. Now, see, because alcohol content in New Jersey is 0.08, but because he works for the Department of Transportation, it's 0.04, driving the snowplow because he's working for the city or whatever, state. And so they said he was 9 times the legal threshold of that. And then when they looked into some of his previous DUIs.
So he was a 0.36?
Oh,
man.
And then they looked into, how does this guy even have a job driving around on our streets anyway? Oh, yeah, one of his previous DUIs was when he was a school bus driver and got a DUI in a road rage incident with kids on board. So, yeah, it wasn't the first time he was plowing through the streets.
I can't believe it's news.